Every night during the summer long ago, I'd walk with my sisters to the Cayleys in Ring. I was a reluctant attendee, as I was shy at the time and I didn't know many boys. But there was a sort of pressure to befriend them. My two aunts frequently pointed out to me that I'd never meet boys if I didn't go to the Cayley. So with the great sigh of all teenagers who come to expect a certain amount of ritual torture in their lives, I became part of that crocodile of young people from all over the parish, as well as students from the Irish College, who made our way to the Cayley each night. This was in the 70s in West County Waterford. The fashion at the time was to wear maxi skirts, platform shoes and tank tops, which were not ideal for dancing, but were exactly right for the Cayley that was really a kind of fashion show for us girls. So while the sun was slipping slowly down behind the Knockmail Downs, we'd file into the little hall in clothes that reflected the sky outside, which was streaked in orange, red, yellow, purple and navy, all the colours of a summer sunset. I remember the knot of people at the doorway, where bold boys would try to slip in without being spotted by the suited ticket collector, Paddy Tobin. The rest of us paid our money and went in an orderly fashion, drawn by the pulsing strains of the music. Inside the door, the press of people would carry us along as we moved down the sides of the hall. I remember the three musicians seated on a raised dais, looking out over our heads, lost in the music, their faces blank, their eyes in a sort of trance. And reigning supreme, the master of ceremonies, Seamus O'Clerig, on Farrati. Cas ar yesh! Cas ar clé! Turn to the right, turn to the left, he'd cry. His instructions continued throughout the night, directing us, extolling us, inciting us. Slash came ar yesh! Slash came ar clé! Sidestep to the right, sidestep to the left. His voice was like the steady rush of waves against the quay wall. He'd call out the dances, Fali Limni, Unsi Nahinsha, Anstaki Norna, the walls of Limerick, the siege of Venice, the stack of barley. When it seemed like hundreds of us were moving as one and bellowing his instructions all the while, he'd sometimes, like a military strategist, make a sortie into a knot of boys if he suspected they were messing at the bottom of the hall, playing with matches, stink bombs or flick knives, or cradling a cigarette surreptitiously in their hand. At the start of a dance, I'd wait at the side of the hall, squirming with embarrassment, but hoping against hope that I'd be asked out to take part. If I was left standing while all those around me stepped out onto the floor, I'd shrink back, puce with self-consciousness, and try to make myself as small as possible. If I was invited out, I'd blush and follow him out to the centre of the floor. Side by side, we'd wait for the powerful beat to begin. At the last minute, we'd join hands. Then it was game on, and we'd march around the hall in time to the music. We all especially loved the 16-hand reel. This was a heart-stopping event from the very first bars of music. We'd stand in a circle waiting for the off. Then we'd all fly in one direction, a great wheel of eight couples, 16 feet going one way, and then suddenly we'd have to change and go the other way. It was a magnificently choreographed piece of dance. Stomping, standing, hopping, skipping, we'd lift our 16 hands linked like a chain and create a bridge for other couples to pass under. The high point happened when the music stopped and we had to pause, breathless, and stamp as one with our feet. It was then that every stomp, along with the smack of our hands on our thighs, seemed to echo down the boreen and reverberate out into the night. Each couple had a moment in the centre of this great wheel. Then the music would shift up a notch and the whole circle would take off again. There was always a concert at the end of the summer, and Seamus O'Clery, the Fear an Tí, would stand at the top and recite the Croppy Boy, recalling the poor rebel who had been shot through the chest far from his wife and family, left to die alone on the wet grass. Shinter heve a tleve, honig mean Croppy Bocht, vi an drucht go traumer a eden, vi peleir trina ocht. Vise a vad on a harde, e vad on a hachus a vunni, is ean a einar fache, an veer for fluch in a lee. And as the tolling voice of the Cayley master filled the hall, the boys would stop their messing, the girls would stop their whispering, and we would all listen. Not so long ago, I went to the Cayley and Ring College to revisit the scene of so many nights in my youth. I looked in and I saw young people all following the steps of the dance, going up the line, passing under each other's arms, swinging joyfully. But I was too big, too old to take part, too much part of the wide world. And I knew I had lost something. Still, it struck me that I'd been lucky. I'd been encouraged to attend night after night, even if I was often left standing like a stoo corn at the sidelines.